from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Ford government is investing $139 million into three brand new train sets to serve passenger rail service in northeastern Ontario. Timmins MPP and Mines Minister George Peary was at the announcement in North Bay. With amenities like full accessibility and Wi-Fi service, Peary calls the Siemens-built train state-of-the-art.
If you take a look at the rendering, the drawings, it looks like a piece of equipment that you would see in Europe. It's sleek and modern. It just speaks to the long-term commitment that the government has to deliver this passenger rail service for many, many years.
The Dalton McGuinty Liberal government derailed Northlander service in 2012. Peary says the target for reinstatement is still 2026. And he says the next step is an announcement next month in Porcupine about construction of the new station there to serve Timmins. A city councillor who lives in the Detour area around Connecting Link construction this summer wants the three-way stop at Vimy Avenue, Mountjoy Street, and McLean Drive permanently reinstated. Corey Robbins says it makes vehicle traffic and walking in that location safer and easier. At the next council meeting, he'll ask for a staff report.
That will involve a traffic study and communicate with other departments to see if a stop sign on McLean would actually be harmful. But I need the evidence. I won't just put stop signs up because I feel like it. I need something that says this is a good idea, and I need more than just me to do that.
The next regular council meeting is January 17th. City police are cracking down on commercial motor vehicles not obeying the truck route and its restrictions.
Tractor trailers, your log trucks, your ore trucks, all of these fit the description.
Communications coordinator Mark DePazzi says several complaints have been lodged since Connecting Link construction ended 3 weeks ago. The big trucks are only supposed to use the curb lane unless they're turning.
If the commercial motor vehicles obey this restriction, then other traffic can navigate through Timmins with greater ease, and there is a safety aspect as well.
DePazzi adds that enforcement of the municipal truck route and other rules of the road are the stepped-up focus of traffic officers and regular platoon patrols. A Commons committee says resource companies should be compelled to account for the effects of their projects on Indigenous women and girls. The Status of Women Committee says there's evidence that there's an increase in harassment and sexual assault against that group when a transient, largely male workforce arrives to work on major resource projects. The committee says the federal government should require companies to implement mandatory training on gender-based and sexual violence. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.